This is My Better Half on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Vanessa Finney. My guest today describes herself as a serial self-reinventor. She imagined alternatives for herself early on, graduating early from high school and working as a nanny abroad for a year before creating her own major at UC Berkeley called Forms of Narrative, which fueled a robust career in storytelling and illustration. After going through several major life upheavals, she brought those narrative skills into a new line of work, reinvention coaching. Ruth Halpern, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Vanessa. I'm so happy to be here.
So some people know what they want to do for a living when they're very young, but you weren't a little girl saying you wanted to be a reinvention coach when you grew up. That took some lived experience later in life. So what sort of shifts in identity did you go through in your middle years that made you think of this path?
Well, I went through something that I call a life explosion. So about 3 years ago, I was the CEO of a small culinary consulting company that my husband had founded 30 years earlier. And I was working, raising a child, living in the San Francisco Bay Area. And it all exploded at once. So I succeeded in selling the family business. And I realized that we were about to take our daughter to college and that as she was launching, I wanted to launch into a new chapter also. So I ended my marriage and having sold the business and delivered the daughter to college, I moved to Ashland. So that was a lot of change, tightly condensed.
What a clean slate you faced all of a sudden.
Yes. I don't necessarily recommend that approach. Taking things in smaller bites can be good, but that's how it unfolded for me. And I then spent time absorbing and integrating that experience and making meaning out of it.
So that led you to, when you saw how hard it was to grapple with all those changes at once, self-inflicted, to be sure, at least some of those. But you realize that you really could have used some mentorship or education, just some guidance. So that led you to your next step.
Yes, that's right. So I feel like the American myth says that life is supposed to be a steady ascent to some kind of even plateau where you get to surf for a long time. And that image is really destructive because it isn't how life works. So I wanted a framework to understand what had happened to me, and I definitely wanted other people to be able to learn from my experience. And that's why I enrolled in the Modern Elders Academy coaching program.
Describe what Modern Elders is in general. I hadn't heard of that.
It's a very interesting program. It was founded by Chip Conley, and its mission is to help people move through the second half of life and find meaning and gain a tool set for navigating change.
And what tools did Modern Elders teach you?
Well, they have a lot of really valuable frameworks for thinking about change. For instance, thinking about the three phases of a change, there's the sense of an ending, that an ending is either coming or has arrived. Then there's what they call the messy middle. And this comes from Bruce Feiler's book on Life is in the Transitions. And then new beginnings. So emerging endings, messy middle, new beginnings, non-sequential. I call it the spin cycle. It's when you're just swirling around going, I know that something has ended. I don't know what comes next. And because we're so focused on being productive members of society in our culture, it can be really destabilizing to feel like, well, I'm not putting anything out into the world, therefore, what is my value? And it's such a great time to turn inward, look at where you've come from as a way to figure out where you want to go next.
That's interesting that you call that myth destructive. I'd never thought about that, but we probably do have a sense of steady accrual of merit badges, you know, for trying it all and, you know, meeting these maturation mileposts, you know, and we expect a plateau at a certain point, but it really doesn't necessarily happen that way. And we can zigzag back and forth. So what qualifications did you earn through Modern Elders?
A certification in their coaching model.
Okay, as a reinvention coach.
As a reinvention coach.
Now, was there a point when you realized you could add your existing tools and skills, including storytelling, to complement all that you learned there through that certificate?
Absolutely. A lot of the certificate work, of course, is scenarios and interactions where you're practicing the skills. And so because I majored in forms of narrative, I've had this lifelong passion for storytelling, and I've been a performer, a teacher, an artist in the schools, and I have a fluency in shaping a story quickly, which also comes into play when I'm doing improv. And I saw that often when people were struggling, and these are my clients as well as the people I worked with in the program, it's because they had lost the thread of the narrative, or it felt like it had been severed abruptly. And so they were kind of floating around in space, missing that sense of continuity in their own lives. And the way to create that or find that is to pick up the thread and maybe to string the beads of your life, I call it the beads of the events and experiences of your life, in a different order so that you can see, oh, there is a pattern in my life. There are passions, there are interests, there are proclivities and abilities that are going to continue even if this job title or this health status or this relationship changes. There's still a thread, and that thread is the story that you tell yourself about your life.
I get that. I see how it can be so disorienting if you think that all these threads or mileposts are heading in one direction, and when that's cut off, you feel adrift, but you can help them reframe that. You had a wonderful quote in our pre-interview where you were kind of comparing this. It's a common metaphor comparing to the dissolution of the caterpillar in his cocoon before he becomes a butterfly. But you said there's that feeling of death without the confidence of rebirth. And that really hits home. A reminder for our listeners that I'm talking with the Ashland-based storyteller Ruth Halpern about her own series of life quakes led her to become a reinvention coach. I'm Vanessa Finney with The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. So, Ruth, you mentioned how storytelling can help people through these difficult transitions. What are some other tools that you use as a coach? Can you give some examples of practices or exercises?
Absolutely. I'm a huge fan of journaling, first of all, because I think one of the things that big life transitions do is give us an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with ourselves. Often when we're busy and we're in the flow of life, there's so many distractions and so many demands that we don't take time to turn inwards. But really, your relationship with yourself is the longest relationship you have in your life. And so by doing journaling practices, that's a chance to strengthen that relationship. What I also like to do is give people a chance to tell their stories in different ways. So tell it in third person. She did this, she did that. Or tell it as if it happened 100 years ago to someone else. Different tools where instead of having to be immersed in our story as the main actor, who everything happens to, we get to take a step back and be the narrator, or even another step back and think of ourselves as the author, framing the story's duration, what we decide are the key events, and how we interpret them.
So you have the author, narrator, and actor.
That's right.
Okay.
And we have to do all those jobs in the stories of our lives.
And we get stuck in acting sometimes, lost, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the ground level. It's feeling all the feelings and feeling like they're never going to end.
Right. So it would be empowering to remember you do have a certain sort of authorship. Okay. What are some examples of transitions you might help people through?
I'm happy to tell you, just in a brief summary of the clients that I'm currently working with, one is going through a major health change from being an extremely fit and vigorous athlete to suffering a life-changing injury, and how to retell the story of that as not pure loss, but as a deepening of a relationship with the body. Another is someone who has been promoted from being a doer into management. Again, kind of taking a step up from being the actor, and I say up, but like a step removed from being the doer to being the person who oversees and coaches the doers, and using those storytelling skills to reframe the value that they bring. Another is I have a client who not only went through a major divorce, but also moved to another country and survived 20 years of raising a child with a potentially fatal illness. So much story material, and so much of it so immersive and so emotional. How do you take those lived experiences and tell them as a story that other people can extract meaning from so that that experience has resonance, both for the teller and the listener?
Do you work with people in individually or in group settings?
I do both.
Okay.
I do both. I run 8-week sessions for people navigating any life change, voluntary or involuntary, where we learn the universality of the parts of those experiences and also get to focus on the uniquenesses. And then I also work with people one-on-one, in person, and on Zoom.
Okay. And I understand you'll be leading an intensive wellness retreat in Ashland. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm very excited to be working with Oregon Wellness Retreat. And what they do, they're the owners of Oregon Wellness Retreat own the Bayberry Inn, and they host guests who want to have transformative learning experiences, and learning and joy as well. So we have put together a retreat where people come, they stay at the inn, and they have a chance to step outside the ordinary flow of life to think about their story up to this point, and then what they want the next chapter to be. Not that they leave this retreat with a list of, and then I'm going to do X, Y, and Z with new job titles, but much more a map of areas they want to explore and a sense of possibility.
And is that December 3rd through the 7th?
That is correct.
Okay, and you can find information on that at OregonWellnessRetreat.com. Okay. Let's see. You're also teaching. Anything else you want to say about that retreat, actually, before we move on?
Well, what's interesting about retreats like that, because I've led them elsewhere, is the ways that people enter with a vision of, well, this is a major change in my life, and it's very concrete. It's, oh, my nest is going to be empty, and I want to prepare for that. And then they discover deeper transitions that are underneath sort of the surface facts. So in the journey, they even discover there's more going on under the surface.
Okay.
And that's very exciting.
Okay. I can see how we consciously might revert or just easily pin all the changes that are happening in us to something that's well established, like an empty nest, a divorce. Those are well-known causes. But when then you have this atmosphere of introspection that you create, you can find subtler things that are going on. Okay.
And one other thing I would add is often the big life transition is retirement. And what's interesting about that one is I feel like it is presented in our culture as this, and now you're free, go and right. skip through the meadows. And for many of us, that's not what we want to spend the next 20 years doing. So we're a little bit cast adrift in that moment, and there are recipes that say, oh, volunteer, or, do what you did, but do it for free instead of what you had been paid to do. And I feel like that is a real missed opportunity, because it is a chance to delve more deeply into what gives meaning to you in your life.
Truly. Well, in the minute we have left, you're also teaching at OLLI. That's the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at Southern Oregon University for our listeners outside the Rogue Valley. What classes do you have coming up?
In the fall, I'm going to be teaching Inventing the Next Chapter of Your Life, which is a 6-week program of exploring what you want to have come next. And then in winter, winter term, it's Telling the Stories of Our Lives, which is very focused on the act of crafting your story.
Okay, that sounds fabulous. And I assume people can get information on that at your own website, which is ruthhalperncoaching.com.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Any last encouragements for our listeners that are maybe going through a hard time?
I would just say tell your story, because in telling it, you shape it.
You've been listening to The Creative Way on the Jefferson Exchange. My guest was Ruth Halpern, a reinvention coach based in Ashland with an upcoming retreat at Bayberry Inn and classes scheduled for this fall and winter at OLLI. You can learn more about her work at ruthhalperncoaching.com.